And now for our story. Last Friday, as our story closed, our beloved characters have held a meeting, elected officers, and founded the Stratford Springs Corporation to develop and sell the waters of the springs. Much depends upon the success of this corporation. In fact, the welfare of Daddy Stratford, the new hotel, Dr. Benson and the Kitty Clinic, and Max Tilly and the Sanders Holding Corporation. It's no wonder, then, that it was a hot and stormy meeting last week with Daddy Stratford and John Fowler fighting each other every step of the way. It looked like the corporation would not get going and be organized until Burberry suggested that Mary be elected chairman of the board. Mary was elected, and today we shall learn what effect this has had on the entire town of Sanders. We pick up our story today in the Stratford Southern Arms Hotel office of Benjamin Carter, that individual of all individuals will be most concerned about what happens to this new business firm. Carter is talking to his favorite henchman, by name, Smith.
And next time I tell you to get me information, I want information. Why didn't you find out that Stratford had that deed? Come on, tell me, stupid.
Oh, what do you think I am, boss? What do I know about papers and things?
Yeah, what do you know about anything? Make a monkey out of me before old Stratford like that.
Well, how do I know he had an attic, boss?
How do you know anything? Go on, get out of my sight before I bust you.
Oh, gee, all right, I'm going.
Where are you going? Come back here, fast.
Oh, well, I ain't no good at finding Maddox. Besides, this guy, Max Tilly, he's too wise. He knows my game.
Yeah, the hoodlum.
You know, I gotta be careful. Besides, that old Stratford guy don't like me. Can I help it if he don't like me?
You could help it if you didn't find that deed before old man Stratford. If you've lost this proposition for me...
Now, look. If you get that way, I'll go back to the city.
And you stay here and do as I tell you. I still need you around.
Oh, boss, I don't want to go back to the city. These small towns cramp my style.
You haven't got any style in this town, if you ask me. But,
Oh, but you can't do anything. They got the deed.
Yeah, yeah. But should I lie down and die?
Well, I don't mean get that, but...
Look here, miss. I'm not through in this town yet. They can't ignore me like this and gum up my proposition.
Well, you don't know these people, boss. They even bit the nickels I give them.
Yeah, they'll come around to me yet. I've got too much money invested in this proposition now to lose it to a crazy hoodlum in a town full of stubborn people. I get several mighty good irons in the fire that they don't know about. I'll show them.
Sure, yeah, I know you will, but let me get out of town, will you? These hick cops here don't give me no rest.
Well, what do they do?
Oh, they keep saying, move on. They stop me and ask if I got a job around town, in the mill or maybe in the quarry. And I say yes, and then they say, oh, yeah? I never seen you around there. What's the guy going to do?
You're not going to hang around here too much, that's what.
Huh?
I don't want this hotel to get a bad name by any riffraff hanging around.
Hey, I ain't that kind of a guy.
Hey, you ain't no credit to anybody's place.
Oh, can I help it if you keep me here?
Well, I got to have somebody here I can trust. No, I don't trust you either. Don't get hope.
Okay, I say. Well, what you going to do next?
Do you think I'd tell you if I knew... Look here. I got a plan. No, I better not tell you.
Huh?
You might spill it in your dumb way. I'm going to show them I'm not a ruined man. Besides, this is a personal thing now. They made a fool out of me on this seed business, along with you here.
What?
Never mind. You keep on dreaming. I've got to beat them. And I think it's through this Mary Southern now. He's elected president. The Stratford Springs Corporation. Mary Southern President. I'll show what I do with new companies and women presidents that interfere with my business. Smith, come here. You got a job that you're doing...
Now, now at Gooden Firm... So everybody can see we're here. Better put a couple
my
more nails
dear
in
Mrs.
it.
Mrs. President. Take a note for your workman. Stanley, the president of the Stratford Springs Corporation, dispensed with her building operations to receive a call.
Oh, John. Well, my single's out. Our single, I mean. Look at it. The Stratford Springs Corporation. Health, water, office. Enter here. Kind of nice, isn't it, Dr. Benson?
Very nice, I'd say. A very nice firm name. But not so nice an office. You expect to carry on business here?
Well, it's the best we can do now. I know it's not one of those big fancy offices with paneled walls and soft lights and plush furniture and stenographers, but it's handy. Danny Shepard said we could use part of this old store he's rented until we get started.
Quite appropriate, I'd say. We can sell groceries on the side if we get pinched too hard.
Oh, to bring in the bacon, I suppose.
Now you're turning funny. Presidents don't do that.
What's that? I'll wipe off the smile.
Right. Well, seriously, Mary, how do you feel being a president of so big a firm like the Stratford Springs Corporation?
Well, now, wait. Before I answer that, you must come into my office where I can be, what is it? Official or official?
Official. I hope you'll always be as official in your business dealings and never official.
Honestly, never that, Doc. All right, have the other of our two magnificent chairs. And don't say anything about those broken seats, really.
Very well. Yo-ho! Uh-oh. An echo.
Well, that's because the room's practically empty, except for two chairs and this old desk, Marty.
Well, Mary, I hope this office, there as it is, means the beginning of much success to a number of good people I know.
I hope so, too, John.
Oh, yes, Mr. President. Now, how does it feel to be president?
Well, my answer, Dr. Benson, is very responsible. Like a heavy weight were placed on my shoulders. Very, very important, I think. Oh, no, John. You know, I honestly don't feel up to what this job needs. This new firm means everything to all of us, John. Whereas the Stratford Springs Corporation sales, I don't know what will happen to all of us.
Well, Mary, I think you hit the nail on the head. In fact, Mary, maybe we're too late to hit the nail on the head. Maybe it's too late in one direction, at least, to hit the nail on the head and drive it home successfully.
What is it, Tom? Has anything happened?
Mary, I've never felt worse in my life.
Yes, sir.
I shouldn't come over here to weep on your shoulder. After all, look at the responsibilities already burdening you.
Oh, please, John, now. No longer speaking. What's the trouble?
Mary, I must first ask you a question.
Yes?
It's about this very venture here. Do you think we can possibly get things going here to sell the water right away?
I don't know, John. It's all new to me. Well, that's what I've got to find out.
But haven't you any idea of how long it'll take?
To get going?
Yes.
No. I guess before we start, we have to have machinery, bottles, pipes to pipe the water from the spring, a place to bottle the water, workmen to handle the bottling. Heaven knows how many other things to bring together. And we still have to find out where we'll get the money.
Yes, the money. Well, Mary, I'm in a tough spot right now. A terribly tough spot. And it doesn't look any too good here.
Well, what is it, Tom? Money?
Yeah, money. Mary, I can't let them take the kitty clinic. It's everything for me, Mary. Oh, I'm not sentimental about things. I'm not sentimental even about all my own money I put into it to save it. But we've got to have this clinic in this town. We've got to do things for these mothers and babies. Mary, I'm afraid I can't hold the clinic another day longer.
Oh, John, it hasn't reached that point yet.
I'm afraid it has. I didn't want to show it at the meeting the other day, but I'm frantic. Mary, I don't know which way to turn. I feel like a drowning man whose every possession is being taken from him. Finally, he's his very life going.
What is it, John? The holders of those notes outstanding on the clinic?
Yes. And do you know who's become the holder of those notes against the clinic?
You don't mean?
I do mean Carter.
Oh, John.
And Mary, I've got to give him my decision. Not later than tomorrow.
But can't you? What are we going to do?
He's already approached me. He wants to offer his aid in a kindly manner which I don't dare trust. Mary, there's a fly in this ointment. Do you know what I suspect he wants for this kitty clinic?
No, John. What could he want with it?
Mary, I think Carver wants the kitty clinic to run as a sanatorium for his guests in connection with his hotel.
Indeed. Take the kitty clinic that Max Tilley and Dr. Benson have worked so hard to build up. Can the good doctor be on the right track in regard to Benjamin Carter's desire? Or can the man be persuaded to leave the clinic for the need of the many babies and wives of the mill workers who have no other means of care in the town of Sanders? And what will Max say when he finds out that Carter now has gathered in these outstanding notes against his fine institution that he has helped to build? We shall hear more of this tense situation and what Mary intends to do about it in the episodes to follow in the near future. Be sure not to miss the exciting episode tomorrow, when we shall learn what can be done about getting the Stratford Springs Corporation going, and if it's not too late to save the kitty clinic. Also, what is that plan of Carter's which he hinted at today? Be sure to listen to tomorrow's exciting episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you with the compliments of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.